Welcome to today's episode where we unravel the mysteries behind Blue Sky's recent outage. Yes, even decentralized networks aren't immune to downtime. Let's dive into what happened and why.
Blue Sky, a decentralized social network, faced a significant outage last Thursday, leaving users unable to access the platform for about an hour. The issue was attributed to major PDS networking problems, raising eyebrows about the supposed resilience of decentralized systems.
Isn't the whole point of decentralization to avoid such single points of failure? What exactly went wrong here?
Indeed, decentralization aims to mitigate these risks. However, Blue Sky's outage highlights a critical flaw. Despite its architecture, most users still rely on centralized access points. The outage was due to issues with personal data servers, showing that even decentralized networks can have centralized vulnerabilities.
This sparks a broader conversation about the reliability of such platforms. Moving on, let's discuss Faraday Future's latest leadership shakeup.
Faraday Future's board has reinstated founder Ji Yuting as co-CEO 3 years after an internal probe sidelined him. This decision follows ongoing SEC investigations into past allegations of fraud.
With Jia Yuting back, how might this affect Faraday Future's trajectory in the competitive EV market?
Jia will oversee finance, legal, and supply chain sectors, potentially stabilizing these areas. His return, alongside CEO Matthias Eid, suggests a strategic push to regain market confidence. However, the ongoing SEC probe remains a significant hurdle.
It's a bold move for Faraday. Next up, let's talk about Slate Auto's new approach to EVs, which is turning heads with its anti-Tesla stance.
Slate Auto, backed by Jeff Bezos, has unveiled an analog EV pickup truck that shuns typical tech-heavy features. Priced under $20,000 with tax credits, it's a customizable vehicle aimed at consumers tired of digital overload.
A no-frills EV in today's tech-centric market, how does Slate Auto plan to capture consumer interest?
By offering simplicity and affordability. The truck lacks a main infotainment screen and features manual windows, appealing to those who prefer a more traditional driving experience. It's a stark contrast to Tesla's high-tech offerings.
It's refreshing to see an EV breaking the mold. Now let's shift gears to TechCrunch's upcoming event in Athens.
TechCrunch's Strictly VC event in Athens will feature Greece Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis. The event, co-hosted with Endeavor, aims to spotlight the region's burgeoning startup scene.
With the Prime Minister attending, what key discussions are expected to take center stage?
The focus will be on Greece's evolving tech landscape and startup ecosystem, with insights from Mitsotakis' unique background in business and politics, promising a robust dialogue on economic growth and innovation.
Exciting times for Greece's tech scene. Now let's explore Anthropic's vision for AI transparency by 2027.
Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei has set a goal to demystify AI models by 2027, aiming to enhance interpretability and trust in AI systems. This initiative is crucial as AI's role in society and the economy grows.
How does Anthropic plan to tackle the complexity of AI systems?
Amodei's essay highlights early breakthroughs in tracing model logic, yet acknowledges that more research is needed. The focus is on making AI systems more transparent, ensuring they operate safely and predictably.
A significant step towards responsible AI. Let's move on to TechCrunch's call for startup Battlefield 200 applications.
TechCrunch is inviting startups to apply for the prestigious Startup Battlefield 200 at Disrupt 2025. The competition offers exposure and a $100,000 equity-free prize for the winner.
What makes this competition a must-enter for emerging startups?
It's a platform for visibility and potential funding, with benefits like free exhibit space and press access. It's a chance for startups to showcase innovation on a global stage.
A golden opportunity, indeed. Next, let's discuss Repair Carbon's innovative approach to carbon capture.
Repair Carbon is developing cost-effective carbon removal machines inspired by battery technology, aiming to reduce costs to $70 to $80 per metric ton, a significant decrease from current estimates.
How does Repair's technology differ from existing solutions?
Their approach leverages battery-like processes to capture CO2 more efficiently. With recent funding, they aim to make carbon capture accessible to smaller companies, boosting climate change mitigation efforts.
Innovative and impactful. Now let's turn to Adam Neumann's latest venture, Flow.
Adam Neumann's prop tech startup Flow has raised over $100 million, doubling its valuation to $2.5 billion. This reflects strong investor confidence despite Neumann's controversial past with WeWork.
Given Neumann's history, what are the prospects for Flow's future?
Flow focuses on residential real estate, particularly rentals and co-living. With substantial backing from Andreessen Horowitz, it aims to capitalize on urban living trends, positioning itself for potential public offering.
A comeback story in the making. Let's discuss Revolut's impressive financial milestone.
Revolut, a $45 billion neobank, reported a $1 billion profit for 2024, marking its fourth consecutive profitable year. The company's customer base grew by 38%, reaching 52.5 million users.
What factors contributed to Revolut's robust growth?
Key factors include a 72% revenue increase and a new UK banking license. Revolut's expansion into crypto services also played a role, setting the stage for continued fintech dominance.
Revolut's rise is remarkable. Now let's explore the rebranding of MMM to Airtime.
Phil Libin's video startup MMM has rebranded to Airtime, launching new tools to enhance video meetings. The suite includes a virtual camera and presentation tool aiming to make online interactions more engaging.
How does Airtime aim to improve the virtual meeting experience?
Airtime's tools help users appear more polished and interactive during calls. By integrating these features, it seeks to transform mundane meetings into dynamic, memorable sessions.
A timely innovation as remote work persists. Next, let's discuss Thread's domain transition.
Threads, Meta's social network, has moved to threads.com, introducing updates to its web app. These changes aim to enhance user experience and engagement on the platform.
What improvements can users expect from this transition?
Updates include easier access to custom feeds and saved posts, along with tools for resharing content. The move to a new domain signifies Threads' commitment to expanding its user base.
A strategic shift for Threads. Let's now address the protest outside Meta's NYC office.
Parents who lost children to online harms protested outside Meta's NYC office demanding accountability. They highlighted the need for stronger protections against cyberbullying and sextortion.
What actions are these families calling for from Meta?
They seek comprehensive measures to safeguard minors online. The protest underscores the urgent need for tech companies to prioritize user safety, especially for vulnerable groups.
A poignant reminder of the impact of online safety. Now let's talk about Netflix's new subtitle feature.
Netflix has introduced dialogue-only subtitles, allowing viewers to focus solely on spoken words without background noise cues. This feature caters to those who prefer a streamlined viewing experience.
How does this enhance the viewing experience for users?
By offering a choice between traditional captions and dialogue-only subtitles, Netflix provides a tailored experience for diverse preferences, making content more accessible and enjoyable.
A thoughtful addition for subtitle users. Next, let's discuss Meta's recent layoffs in Oculus Studios.
Meta has announced layoffs in its Oculus Studios, affecting the VR exercise app Supernatural. This is part of a larger restructuring within Meta's Reality Labs division.
What prompted these layoffs, and what does it mean for Meta's VR ambitions?
The layoffs are aimed at streamlining operations and focusing on future mixed reality experiences. While challenging, these changes are intended to enhance efficiency and content quality.
A strategic realignment for Meta. Finally, let's explore Intel's reversal on spinning out Intel Capital.
Intel has decided against spinning out Intel Capital, its venture arm. CEO Bhutan emphasized the importance of aligning investments with Intel's core strategy and financial health.
What led to this change in strategy for Intel?
Intel aims to monetize its existing portfolio while being selective with new investments. This decision reflects a focus on strengthening its balance sheet amid industry challenges.
A pivotal decision for Intel's future. And that wraps up today's episode. Thanks for tuning in, and stay curious about the ever-evolving tech landscape.